how are you doing? Later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you came, they fabricated. I'm pieced back to
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, child. Hello there. Well, all right. We rushed to get on the air tonight, as we are, well, every night now. This is the, I guess we're finishing up 2 months, just about, of broadcasting here on Republic Broadcasting, and this is on Censored Radio Free America with yours truly, Rick Adams, and pleasure to be with you. And, of course, the program tonight will take a focus, as we normally do. I want to give you a heads up. Tomorrow night, we're going to have two guests on, I believe. Eric Huffschmidt, who many of you probably know, is a researcher. He's a researcher that has dealt specifically with 9/11 and painful questions, also a painful analysis of 9/11, a critical analysis, put out a booklet, also put out a video, and one complements the other, dealing with issues that he has raised about 9/11 that have never been answered honestly, truthfully, or forthrightly by the commission or the federal government. And then, of course, back also with him is a cohort, Christopher Bolin from the American Free Press. They will be on the program together to talk about, among other things, this scandalous affair with PM. No, that's not Postmenstrual. That's Popular Mechanics magazine and what happened there recently that we had been privy to a couple of months ago. We were informed that something was going on there, and well, a coup d'etat took place, and well, guess who was involved? None other than the Chertoff family, and the Chertoff family, of course, is involved in the national intel business. My, what a small world it is in Washington, isn't it? And in New York, yeah, where Popular Mechanics headquarters are. Right near the site of 9/11, where various staff members had seen what was going on that day, and all of them just about took a hit. They were all canned. And the new regime came in, and of course the story was, you can't believe anything you hear from anybody but the government with regard to 9/11. So we'll be talking with them tomorrow night about what they have to say as to exactly what happened with Popular Mechanics and what took place and what it's all leading up to. One thing that we know is going on right now, of course, are the hearings in Washington concerning provisions of the so-called USA Patriot Act. USA Patriot Act that was jammed through Congress, as you know, with virtually no one reading it, and almost a unanimous approval right after the events of 9/11. And this so-called USA Patriot Act, which is really the USA Tyranny Act, has come under increasing criticism. As you know, many cities across America, many communities passing resolutions to pull out of the Patriot Act. And, of course, that has angered the new Attorney General, who, of course, as you know, is a great supporter of the illegal conquistador movement, La Raza, the La Raza Council, and he is none other than Alberto Gonzalez. So we'll be back to talk about this and other tidbits of what's happening in your phone calls with Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Them city folks and weans are pretty much alike, though they ain't used to living in the sticks. We don't like stoner seamen, but we is in agreement when we get sound and talking politics. The country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands. The Treasury says the national debt is climbing to the sky, and government expenditures have never been so high. It makes a fella get a gleam of pride within his eye to see how our economy expands. The country's in the very best of hands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
The best of hands.
The best of hands.
You ought to hear the Senate when they're drawing up a bill, where asses and to whips are crowded in each codicil. Such legal terminology would give your heart a thrill. This phrase is there that no one understands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
The building boom, they say, is getting bigger every day. And when I ask the feller, how can everybody pay? He come up with an answer that made everything okay. Supplies are getting greater than demand.
The country's in the very best of hands.
Don't you believe them congressmen and senators are dumb when they run into problems that is tough to overcome? They just declare the thing they call the moratorium. The upper and the lower house disbands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
holders is connected to the nominee. The nominee's connected to the treasury. When he ain't connected to the treasury, he sets around in his Bible. They sets around in his place they got. This big professional parking lot just sets around on the you-know-what. Up there they calls in their Bible. Them bones gonna rise again, gonna exercise a friend. Jive again, gonna tax us up to our eyes again. When they get them all for their Bible. The farm bill should be 89% of parity. Another bill I'll recommend, it should be 9-3. But 80-95%, who cares about degree? It's parity that no one understands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
Then GOPs and Democrats each hates the other one. They'd always criticize in how the country should be run. But neither tells the public what the other's gone and done. As long as no one knows where no one stands. They sits around in this place they're at, where folks in conference hands always sat. Just sits around on their excess fat. Up there they call for their Bible. They sits around till they starts to snore. Jumps up and hollers out, has the floor. Then sits right down where they sat before. Them bones gonna rise again, so dignified, so wise again, while the budget doubles its size again, when it gets them off in their five
old. The country's in the very best of times, the best of times, the best of times.
The money that they taxes us, that's known as revenue. They compound the collateral, subtract the residue. Don't worry about the principal and interest that accrues. They're shipping all that stuff to foreign lands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed. I had to get that off my chest. I couldn't resist starting the program tonight without that rendition. Boy, now you talk about a parody. You talk about, you know, making a point with humor. I don't know. They say many a truth is said in jest and song, and boy, let me tell you, that's the truth. The country is in the very best of hands, as we can see. The Demopubs, the Republicrats are doing a great job, aren't they, huh? All right. Well, anyway, to start the program off, we're talking now about the Patriot Act, as it's called, and how that came to be initially, and how Mr. Ashcroft, on his way out, of course, promoted it, urged its continuation and expansion, as you remember. And now our new great La Raza Attorney General, who, of course, can speak to Congress in bilingual terms, has expressed a little bit of anger and outrage along with the FBI director, Mr. Mueller, who, of course, is rather notorious in the post-9/11 world as well. Both of them got up before the Congress and basically tongue-lashed those who believe that it's time to let expire some portions of the act, and I say the whole act itself should be repealed. And, of course, an interesting coterie of groups, of course, joined hands on this issue, from the American Communist Liberties Union to those on the right of the spectrum, a number of conservative constitutionalist organizations, as well as Senators Larry Craig from Idaho, and, of course, people, we're really from all sorts of strange places, Democrats, and, yes, some Republicans as well, including Arlen Specter. All right, now we have people already lining up to talk to us about this and major issues tonight. Whatever's on your mind, you can do. And our number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America is the program right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go to the phones. And our first call is Gary from Tennessee. Gary, are you there?
Hey, Rick, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good tonight. Thank you. How are you?
Oh man, I'll tell you. Don't mean I can reach y'all. I'm just trying to get in tonight and try to get other people from Tennessee to not just sit there and listen, but get up and make a phone call and get in there and talk and discuss what's on their mind and what they need to know about or, you know, what they're having trouble with.
Absolutely.
I'm just, you know, like I say, just trying to get more people involved out here in Tennessee and hopefully they'll pick up the phone and make that call.
Well, you know what they say, speak up now or forever hold your peace.
Exactly.
But, and what is your major issue tonight, Gary?
Well, right now I'm just trying to get as many people informed here in Tennessee as I can in my county and just hope that they're out there listening and be willing to pick up the phone and call in.
Now, what way are you doing that besides being on this program?
Well,
what other ways?
Well, I've got little get-togethers. I talk to different ones, communicate over the phone with different ones. Put out flyers, newsletters. I'm trying to get started right now.
Mm-hmm.
Every means I can do right now, I'm trying to do. So
everything within your ability, huh?
Exactly.
You know, one of the fields that is opening up tremendously has to do with the use of the electronic media and the internet, as we do here, and also cable television, local community access.
Right.
Are you in that endeavor as well?
No, not yet.
All right,
not
because
yet.
Many people are starting that avenue. It's a real good means of reaching people.
Right. I'm looking to try to get into radio.
Yeah.
So I've been checking into how to get one started and how to go about it and everything, so that's something I'm looking into.
Good, good. Well, you know, don't quit. Don't give up. Look. And, you know, if you need any help or any pointers, the guys here at the network, I'm sure, will be able to give you some help, maybe.
Well, I appreciate that. And like I say, I just want to remind people out there, you know, they're from the volunteer state. Stand up.
That's right.
So I'll get off here, Rick, and let
all right, Gary.
Let other callers come in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your great words of encouragement. I appreciate that. We have new callers, too, every night, and it's always amazing who you hear from on the program. And you're welcome to call in right now, 800-313-9443. Certainly have our work cut out for us, don't we, boy? I'm telling you, the administration is wasting no time in attempting to convince the American public that we need to have the entire Patriot Act, line by line, precept by precept, step by step, and then, of course, to continue to expand upon the initial so-called Patriot Act, Patriot Act 2, which has largely been enforced or put into the government's roster, as it were, in a rather surreptitious way. There are many things going on now in Washington that you should know about, that are actually in your face, and yet at the same time, in a rather surreptitious way. I mean, not all of it is advertised blatantly as the Patriot Act was. It may interest you to know that when 9/11 did occur, John Ashcroft and the boys in Washington immediately turned to the people that had drafted the so-called Patriot Act about 9 months earlier at Pratt House. Pratt House is the estate of the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. And they had already written up the blueprint for this new America, this new police state secured America in the event of a terrorist attack. So they didn't have very far to look, did they, huh? They didn't. We'll talk about it and your phone calls when we return. Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Okay, thank you very much, Matt, my engineer. And we have, well, we've got a lot of people that want to speak to us, I suppose, and you can do the same thing. You can do likewise, 800-313-9443 on this growing network, Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're talking a little bit about this business of the administration frightening the American people and the Congress into continuing with major provisions of the Patriot Act, as they call it, and instead of letting them expire this year. And I also want to get into the fact that this administration pulled a fast one, of course, going back to, well, its website, 2001, with a memorandum entitled The President's Constitutional Authority to Conduct Military Operations Against Terrorists and Nations Supporting Them. And after the next phone call or so, I'm going to tell you exactly what that means and exactly what George Bush's administration pulled on the American public. This is, I guess, what they call democracy, huh, in Iraq and right here in America. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, Rodney, an old friend from Tennessee. No, from Texas. How are you, sir, Rodney?
Hey, Radio Avenger, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Man, you sound good.
What's on your mind tonight, Rodney?
Well, Rick,
go ahead. Don't worry. Speak right up. This is free America, remember.
Thank you. Thank you, at least for the time being.
Right, exactly. I'm glad you added that qualifier.
Yes. Now, here's my problem with these Mueller and who's the other guy that went before?
Gonzalez.
Attorney General Gonzalez.
You know, Rick, you've heard the old saying about how power corrupts. Yeah, corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely, I
this
have.
Is exactly what, this is the direction that that they want to go in. In fact, after they get all of this absolute power, where, you know, what need do they have to have with Congress? Then they won't even have to bother with asking Congress for anything. And the second thing is, over the weekend, when you know, we had the situation with the Pope dying, everybody was focused on that. And I can understand that. It's a tragic thing, and the Pope in his own way is, did a lot of great things. However, over the weekend, they had this article about Sandy Berger.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I guess what I'm trying to say, Rick, is these people, they already have a problem with policing themselves and keeping their own people from doing bad things from within.
Yes.
And if you think for one second, for one New York second, Rick, that Sandy Berger is the only one in these corrupt police forces, NSA, FBI, CIA, and so on and so forth, if you think that he's the only one that's doing these sort of things, I got some land I want to sell you over in Ukraine and Russia.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Does it contain dioxin?
I think it might have a little depleted uranium.
Okay.
but I'm not going to tell you that.
All right. Thank you.
Anyway, the point is, they can't even police. They can't be trusted to you know,
you
to
know
police
the thing,
them,
you know, Rodney,
themselves. And the thing is in my opinion, Rick, Sandy Berger is a terrorist. But what did he get for all the nice things that he did going in there and stealing these, what they call national security secrets? Did he get treated like a terrorist?
No. No, I mean, basically.
Where is he at? Is he out there walking around, having caviar and drinking wine and still doing his thing? You know, if that were you or I, where do you think we would be at, Rick?
Listen, you wouldn't even be you wouldn't be out of Leavenworth for a long time.
And in fact, our face and a mug shot of us would have been on every newspaper in the country. And regardless of whether or not the Pope died or not, they would have made a big example of us.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is if Congress is fool enough, and I think they are, to go ahead and give this power, re-up on this Patriot Act, and it's not just re-upping. They're asking every time as far as I can tell, Rick, with the Patriot Act, they ask for more and more and more of our rights. More.
Well, they want to make us safe, Rodney. They want to make us secure and happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Come on.
You can believe that if you want to. I see this situation up here. I read in the newspaper where they're doing this beta test terrorist drill up there in New Jersey and New York.
Yeah.
And all I see is that's just another. See, there was already a safety precautions in place before 9/11 in case there were airplane attacks and things like that. But you know what? There was a certain individual. Evidence is there to show that Dick Cheney intercepted the system. He interfered with the system and caused certain individuals to stand down, took command over certain things. And what I'm saying is, I don't care how many drills they have, if you have corrupt individuals within that system, they can always get in there and derail that system and cause a lot of people to lose their lives.
Rodney, you have summed it up beautifully as usual. Thank you for your call, Rodney. We'll discuss it again on the other side of the break. All right, thank you. We'll be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, your radio avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them, 1-800-340-7091, for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is turned on
the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back. I'm having a great conversation with our producer off air there. All right. Anyway, I think I'll stay up here for a while in the north, though, Matt. Now, I don't like the scorpions, and I don't like the rattlers, unless they hunt down politicians. All right. Okay. Anyway, as I was saying before the call, we're talking about the Bush Doctrine, and Rodney brought up a good point, certainly, about this whole business of the handlers at the FBI in Washington are demanding, not only to continue the power that they should not have under the so-called Patriot Act, but even to expand it further. And, you know, to back up what he says, the fact of the matter is that it was agents in the FBI, agents like Robert Wright, John O'Neill, Colleen Rowley, and others who were sidetracked, sidelined, waylined, and basically told to shut up and get off the case
of the trail of 9/11 and what was supposedly happening at the time. Now, whether you buy the business of Al-Qaeda having anything to do with this trail that was taking place, the alleged training at the airports and the schools, and the business of Al-Qaeda having anything to do with the attacks of 9/11 is not even the issue. The issue is how come FBI agents were taken off the case and basically thwarted from investigating leads that they had already seen enough evidence of to pursue. Now, if that was the case, and that is the case, and we have a lot of sworn testimony to that effect, then why would you want to give the FBI more money, more power, more control, and not only the FBI, but Homeland Security and the rest of that mantra in Washington, when they've already proven they really can't handle what they have? Doesn't make any sense, does it? Of course not. And that's the issue here. No one has been accountable. Not only in 9/11, but what happened to Randy Weaver and his family in Idaho? What happened in Waco? All of this happened, and no one really paid a price for the gross malfeasance of power on the part of these agents. To me, that is an absolute abomination. Now, as I was saying in the last half hour, the Bush administration, on September 25th of 2001, in its Justice Department memorandum, a memorandum entitled "The President's Constitutional Authority to Conduct Military Operations Against Terrorists and Nations Supporting Them," they posted it on a website, their own website, the U.S. Justice Department's website. This was back in September of 2001. Remember, 2001. The document plainly represents a totalitarian view of the executive branch. Why? Well, let me read to you why. This is what it said. This is what George Bush said in his administration, September 25th, 2001. Remember, that was the year of the attack, wasn't it? And wasn't that just, let's see, wasn't that just after the attack? Okay. Quote, "We conclude that the U.S. Constitution vests the president with the plenary authority as commander-in-chief and the sole organ of the nation in its foreign relations to use military force abroad." Now, that was composed on behalf of the department by a deputy assistant attorney general by the name of John C. Uyoo. Now, did you hear what that assertion just said? Think about it. Think of how blatant a totalitarian statement this is. First of all, we have a system that is supposed to be based on checks and balances. The executive, the congressional, and the judicial. No branch of the central government has any plenary authority, number one. And then secondly, ladies and gentlemen, the Constitution specifically assigns to Congress in Article 1, Section 8, the power to regulate commerce with foreign nations. The president could not be considered in any sense the sole organ of the nation in its foreign relations. Now, here's a man that works as deputy assistant in the Justice Department, yet he penned this memo. George Bush's administration said this, September 25th, 2001. The memorandum makes the discovery that these provisions vest full control of the military forces of the United States in the presidency.
Isn't that interesting? Now, the Congress, as a matter of fact, not the president, ladies and gentlemen, is authorized to raise and support armies, to provide and maintain a navy, and yes, to provide for calling forth the militia. It's the Congress, not the president, that is given all of that power. Now, Mr. Yu's memo is so dishonest and so blatantly arrogant that one has to wonder how in the world no one in the media decided he or she would pick up on this. Yet it was posted there on the website right from the beginning. Quote, during the period leading up to the Constitution's ratification, the power to initiate hostilities and to control the escalation of conflict had long been understood to rest in the hands of the executive branch, said Mr. Yu's document. Now let's go back in time and study the Constitution. Alexander Hamilton dealt with this issue in The Federalist, number 69 to be exact. He said the president is to be commander in chief of the Army and Navy of the United States. In this respect, he said, his authority would normally be the same with that of the King of Great Britain, but in substance much inferior to it, since the British monarch's powers included the declaring of war and the raising and regulating of fleets and armies, all which, by our Constitution, appertain to the states or the legislature. So you see, our founding fathers are to be kicked aside and thrown out the door, and people like Mr. Yu and John Ashcroft and now Alberto Gonzalez have relegated them to the garbage heap of history. The Yu memorandum erroneously claims that precedents established by Bush and his predecessors have somehow constitutionalized unconstitutional actions. And it says Congress cannot place any limits on the president's determinations as to a terrorist threat, the amount of military force to be used in response, or the method, timing, and nature of the response. These decisions under our Constitution are for the president alone to make. Now, again, this is known as the Enabling Act. What he's saying is what Hitler said after the Reichstag was burned. Isn't it interesting? And they say, you can't make a comparison between Hitler and Bush. Oh, no. Right there. The Enabling Act, my friends. Now, this is the same crowd that's telling us we need to restore and expand upon the so-called Patriot Act. You want to give them that power? Have they done a good job with it? I'm afraid not. Now, all we have to do is look at what's going on right now as I speak to you at the border of the United States. At the border of the United States with the Minutemen. We're getting some good reports so far from that area, including some media reports, by the way, from the so-called mainstream media that have not been too bad yet. And yet, the purpose of them being there is very simply to show that Mr. Bush and this administration, like its predecessor, is not obeying and following and enforcing the laws against illegal entry into the United States. You see what's going on right before your very eyes? The borders are open. The terrorists can walk over. The terrorists can come in. Of course, I believe the terrorists are really in Washington, you see. Real terrorists. But be that as it may, the enemies of the United States, and now we've made so many, north and south, east and west, can do as they darn well please, essentially. Because this administration has made an agreement with Vincenzo Fox to basically open the floodgates
to unlawful immigration. This is the administration that boasts of respect for law, boasts of the democratic process, boasts of honor, patriotism, and Christianity. You see why Christians now are being made the laughingstock of the world. Why, what's happening to America now? We're being made the laughingstock of the world. Because we are the laughingstock of the world, unfortunately. We have the most arrogant, most blatantly vicious, unlawful, unconscionable, unconstitutionally behaved politicians, judges, and bureaucrats running this nation that we have ever had in our history. And it's in your face every day. And here is an administration that is at war in Iraq, admitting, totally admitting, all of the charges leading up to the war were essentially false. And not only false, but falsified. We were lied to. George Bush lied. We know that now. Every time you see that sickish smile and smirk on his face, you know George Bush is laughing at you, laughing at the American people, saying, how dumb can any people be? Well, he isn't wrong there. You know, Harry Hopkins said it. You can tax and tax, spend and spend, elect and elect under Roosevelt, and the people are too darn dumb to understand. Well, he wasn't wrong now, was he? I guess not. 800-313-9443, by the way, is the number. 800-313-9443. I'm philosophizing with you quite a bit tonight because I think it's important that we all pay attention to the handwriting on the wall. And what is going on now is this mock disaster and this week of more training for, quote, potential terrorism, more warnings from the White House about what could happen at any time. And if it happens, well, we've got to have more than one or two or three Patriot Acts. We've got to have a shutdown of the U.S. Constitution, not the borders, not the flow of terrorism, not the American foreign policy that breeds it, but the Constitution that is the only source of liberty that is left in this republic. George Bush can't wait to exercise more power. He's proved it in Iraq. He's proved to be a killer there. The United States now has blood on its hands, has enraged the Arab world, the Muslim world, the European world, and the whole world for that matter. Despite the fact that the media have reported a downswing in all of this. It's a seething downswing. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's a temporary lull. Terrorism will increase in Iraq and Afghanistan. Resistance to U.S. occupation will increase, and so will your tax dollars. So will your burden of taxes and the cost of gasoline and oil, all for freedom, according to George Bush. Pinocchio. So there you have it, in a nutshell. The Patriot Act, we have the Enabling Act, and we have countless other acts that this administration has attempted to foist upon the American people, all in the name of conservatism. Interesting, isn't it? We have to laugh about it. We have to laugh in the sense that if it weren't so tragic, it would be humorous. This is where America finds herself in 2005, more unsafe than ever before, more enemies than ever before, and yet we have less freedom, less true independence than ever before, all under the Republican administration of George Bush. Like Eisenhower and Truman, there ain't a dime's worth of difference between Democrat or Republican. That doesn't tell you something. What does? What does? And what we've had happen to us in the last week or so with Terry Schiavo, is another indication of how our nation has shifted its conscience. How we've changed our thinking. We've allowed the courts now to be the determiners of death, to make the final decision, regardless of the facts in any case, to decide when to close the curtains on us. This is a new precedent that will cost us dearly in the future, I'm afraid. We need to prepare for these things, and we need to confront them and deal with them head on. All right. We'll be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.airandair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Radio Avenger Rick Adams is here, and we are rounding out this hour tonight on this Tuesday evening in April, and
Yeah, I just can't help but think about the future and what we are up against in our once great republic, how it has been transformed into an empire now, the beginning of an empire. And you know what happens with empires, my friend. They sink, they decline. And, we are witnessing a lot of things today that are too reminiscent of ancient Rome and Greece and, of course, other civilizations that rose to the pinnacle. So we are witnessing this. We are living in incredible times. And on this broadcast, we are planning to have some very incredible guests in the weeks to come that I think you will find to be absolutely fantastic and interesting. Tomorrow night, as I said, we are planning to have Eric Hufschmidt on, who, of course, deals exclusively with 9/11 questions, and along with him, Christopher Bolin, correspondent for the American Free Press, who has done yeoman work in his columns each and every week's edition on these issues of foreign policy and, of course, investigations on 9/11. They'll be talking tomorrow night about the massacre, a massacre in staff and ownership that took place at Popular Mechanics in New York, and how that relates to 9/11, the 9/11 Commission, and the Chertoff family. My, oh, my, what a show that'll be tomorrow night, so you don't want to miss out, and you want to call in early if you have questions or comments. So that's the important thing. Of course, Artie Wheeler will be back with us again, I believe, this Friday night, the ever-popular, ever-effervescent Artie Wheeler. You never know what he's going to say. He's got me a little nervous sometimes, but anyway, we try to keep him tame, but it's pretty hard, you know, when you get somebody like Artie, who really is, he's quite a smarty, and he likes to chitty-chatty, as you know, on the program, in his old country way. Well, Artie's from Baltimore, but originally from, from Arkansas, right? I believe so, yeah. Anyway, we'll be dealing with him Friday night as well. And, of course, many other interesting guests that will deal with intel and intelligence matters, what's happening with the Catholic Church, the Vatican, the selection of the new pope, and what all of that means in terms of theories of prophecy, and also some questions about the shape of things to come, as they say. But don't miss out. Join us each and every weeknight, 9 o'clock Central, on Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It has been my pleasure once again to orate with you all tonight, to talk to you, to chat with you, to stimulate your discussion. Remember, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. See you tomorrow night.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.